So we're all gathered here today so you guys can get a little taste of what the college training was like, what we got from the college training. So the way tonight's meeting is going to go is first we're going to run through sort of what the burden was of the college training, sort of as an introductory word, and then talk about a couple things about the college training, and then we're going to get into the messages. So what we're going to do is we're going to split it up. And then we're going to spend 30 minutes on the morning session. And the morning sessions, there was actually three of them. So the first session was just spending time with the Lord. And then that's about just spending time with the Lord, how to spend time with the Lord. It's very practical. And then the first morning message was about the two aspects, or experiencing the two aspects of the Spirit, the economical and the essential Spirit. And then when we share, you guys will kind of get a taste of what we got. And then the second message in the morning was preaching the gospel on the campuses. We're all college students that went, and I feel like we were touched by this point of preaching the gospel. And we're going to get into what they meant by preaching the gospel on the campuses. And then the next message was the night message. The night message was where the main burden was, where we saw the vision. So, actually, it was just called the God's Age Turners. So, praise the Lord for God's Age Turners. I think in the night message, a lot of us were touched, especially on the last night. We're going to share about that, hopefully, someone. Anyways, do you want to... What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Amen. That was good.
Okay. So...
Yeah. Amen. Okay. So, so the evening session... Yeah, like Jason said, was the one with the most burden. And so, actually, to provide a little context before we open it up, it's there's a certain progression in the evening lines. And so I'll just read the title of the messages to give a little context.
Real quick, so when you say message, this is like a line?
Right. Amen. So, yes. So we're going to split it into like two sessions. So the first half will be a morning session. And in the morning, in case, this, just to clarify, Jason, there are three blocks of messages. Three lines.
Okay.
So the first line was spending our time with the Lord, or morning revival. The second line was the two aspects of the Spirit. And the third line was preaching the gospel on the campuses. So that's going to be the first half. And then the second half, we're going to get into the evening line, which was God's Age Turners. Right? And in God's Age Turners, the brothers really set the tone. Well, where they first... talked about God's need for age-turning vessels, okay? And from then on, they actually went a little in-depth at examples of age-turners in the Bible. So you have Noah, Moses, Samuel, Daniel, John the Baptist, Peter, and Paul. And then the final message was actually, what was it? Is it like our overcomers? No. Amen. The overcomers. Age turns in the New Testament. The overcomers. Which is talking about us. Right. So, amen. That's a little context. I guess we could just open up. Let's have maybe, do you think 90 seconds or 2 minutes per person would be enough? Let's do 90 seconds to start off. Amen. Yeah. So.
We're going to open up the time to the morning message about... all three lines, if you guys have anything to share.
Amen.
I really enjoy that the brother said that every morning we come to the Lord not just for reading the morning revival, but we contacting a person. Amen. And we can share, like, we need to fill with the Spirit so that when we preach the gospel that we have the Spirit to
Amen.
Speak out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Microphone? Amen. And then, sorry, also, so for the college students, for the sake of the saints, maybe like when you share, you could more specific concerning which line you're speaking about so the saints can follow along a little easier. Amen?
All
Right. Yeah. And so I'm going to be speaking on morning watch. And so I guess I already shared this yesterday.
Yeah.
But in case you weren't here, I'm going to share it again. So I just really enjoyed the matter of spending time with the Lord in the morning. And, you know, we call it like either morning watch or morning revival. But like a lot of times I feel like for me that makes it sound like really daunting, right? It's like, oh, I have to do morning revival. And like it just becomes like a chore, like something really legal. So I was really enjoying that. Like the brother said that actually our Lord is, he's not just God, right? He's actually a person, right? Our Lord is a person. And so even like if you like say like you're having dinner with friends, right? If you're late and your friends are waiting on you, like what do you say? You say, I'm sorry that I'm late, right? Because I made you wait. So in the same way, we can also, when we set a morning time with the Lord, say we set 6:30, if we come to the Lord at 6:35, we should actually say, right, Lord, I'm sorry that I'm late, right?
Because
right, the Lord is also a person. Like he has feelings too, like us, right? We're expressions of God. So if we have feelings, God has feelings.
Amen.
So right, we need to take care of the Lord as a person like this, right? And then also, right, God is a person. I just enjoyed that.
Right, wow, it's really loud. We can be brutally honest with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of times when I speak to the Lord, I'm really formal. Yeah, so when I speak to the Lord, I'm really formal, like, Lord, like, help me with this, like, I'm really angry right now, but, like, when I speak to the Lord, like, I say I'm angry, but, like, the way I say it, it's, like, not really, doesn't sound like I'm angry. It's like, if I'm talking to Joe right now, I'd be like, Joe, I'm really angry right now, like, it doesn't sound like I'm angry, right?
Right.
So actually, we can be really honest to the Lord, like, we can, like, fully express ourselves, fully outpour ourselves, like, Lord, I'm so mad right now, like, we can say to the Lord like that, right?
Amen.
Or Lord, I'm like really sad right now, and you just tell the Lord why, right? We don't need to be so formal with the Lord all the time, like, because the Lord is a person, right? Like one of memory verses, I already forgot the reference, but right, says that Moses spoke to Jehovah like face to face, right? Just as a companion does, right?
Yeah.
So in the same way, we need to speak to our Lord in this way, just like a companion.
I really enjoyed something that was in the preaching of the gospel on the campus, and I thought it was really weird because I thought I wouldn't really relate to that section because I graduated and I was just like, okay, where am I going to use this? But you could really use it. So he described it as a walk in the garden, and I felt like that was like really, I don't know, I just really liked how it sounded, kind of, because like he said, you'll eventually come to someone who is ripe and ready to receive the Lord.
Yeah.
So it's just like, when you're walking in a garden, you're not going to pick like a fruit that's like really green, it's not ready to be picked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with your gospel preaching. So you shouldn't be like, not that you shouldn't be forceful, but like, the Lord will lead you to the right person to talk to.
Yeah,
you
know? That's right.
So
okay, so, I probably won't need that, but, so I'm just going to share on the morning message, on the line of experiencing the two aspects of the Spirit, just a couple small points that really touched me when they were sharing. So, in the fourth message of that morning line, it's talking about seeking the infilling and outpouring of the Spirit. And I always had this question, how do I know if I'm being filled with the Spirit, right? And the brother in the beginning of the message, he says that joy is an indicator of being filled inwardly.
Amen.
And that boldness is an indicator of being filled outwardly.
Right.
So I've always had this question, Lord, how do I know if I'm being filled with the Spirit?
Yeah.
Well, I see here that there's joy and boldness.
Amen.
But sometimes we feel like we can't be filled. right? That's because we need to empty ourselves. There might be certain things in the way, rocks, not a pure conscience, these kind of things, right? And when we pray to the Lord, we have to pray to be empty. That way we can be filled. And then in the next message, it's talking about a life full of the Holy Spirit. And then so in the beginning, the brother mentioned three words. Filled, bold, and flowing.
Amen.
We need to be filled with the triune God, full of the triune God, and flowing of the triune God.
Amen.
Right? I think we've heard this before, but sometimes we feel like we can't be filled because we're full.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a flowing. Amen. Actually, if we're not flowing, then we're dead.
Yeah.
Because there's just water sitting there, right? And water that's not moving is dead water.
Amen.
It's deadly waters. Anyways. We need to be filled, full, and flowing.
Amen.
And then, so, just as a last point, what causes us to flow and be filled? The brother mentioned 6 points? Yeah, 6 points. So he said, basically, we need to be thirsty. In John 7, 38-39, we see that. So he gave us 7 points. Number one, our inner parts are pure, strong, and rich. Number two, a soft heart towards the Lord. Number three, that's not number two. That's just another point he said. Number two is maintain. I can't read my handwriting. Something about consecration. Number three is stand on your consecration. Number four is being intimate with the Lord.
Amen.
Number five is a confession of condemnation. And then number six, our goal is not just to be age turners, but to be age enders.
Amen.
We want to be those who end the age. We're going to speak about that in the last 30 minutes of this time. But amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to touch upon what Eric was talking about God being a person. And I shared this with the brothers in the van coming back. So in our group time, there was this one brother. He was talking about how, treating the Lord as a person. Treating the Lord as a person is not something easy for us to do naturally because, you know, we don't see the Lord, right?
Right.
But he said, witness Lee, every morning when he had a time and place set for the Lord, and when he woke up in the morning, he would first, you know, put on his shirt and put on his pants and put on a tie like he was going to see someone, right? And he went to his designated place at a specific time. And you could tell, like, you know, you wouldn't do that unless, like, he really felt like he was meeting a person, right? And there was also a point in this conference, I don't remember which message, but it was talking about legalities, right? I guess if you were a religious person, you might see that as, like, oh, that's just religion, you know? But I was touched that, you know, it's not religion, actually, because it's so easy to just be follow rules like that every day. I don't know what I'm trying to get, but I was just so touched that, you know, Witness Lee had such a relationship with the Lord. And, you know, so to me, you know, I feel like I have a long way to go with the Lord. You know, I don't dress formally very often, you know, so amen. Anyways, praise the Lord for our ever-increasing relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
As a person. Right?
Amen.
Before you share, just say your full name, what year you're going to be next, what university you're going to be in next year in the fall, and what year you're going to be. So this way we have an idea of where you are and where you're going to be going. Why don't you just tell us, because I don't know who you are.
Okay.
Name.
I'm Kevin. Kevin Yao.
Amen.
Church in Franklin. I'm going to be a sophomore in college at Cooper Union.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Ben Chen. I will be a sophomore at Rutgers University.
Amen.
So I really enjoyed something from the line of preaching the gospel, and that and when you preach the gospel, when it comes down to it, there are basically only two things that you need to do. Number one, you need to pray. But then after you pray, you need to speak to the people.
Amen.
But when you speak to the people, you have to speak to them using the word.
Amen.
And so I was really touched by this, because a lot of times when we preach the gospel or when our friends talk to us, at least in my experience, a lot of times it just becomes like kind of like you're kind of like talking at them, and then sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, it turns into an argument, and then in which case, like, you know, it didn't really go very well. But I was really attached to how we need to use the word, and how we need to be, like, constituted with the word, and, you know, use verses to, like, support what we're saying. And I just really enjoyed how throughout, when they were giving this message, they used so many examples from the Bible. When the apostles, they were preaching the gospel, they always came back to the word. Even the Lord Jesus himself, you know, when he resurrected, I think it was in Luke, I think, but after he resurrected, there's a story of those two disciples who were walking down the road, and then Jesus appeared to them, and he was walking with them, and then when they were talking, he was like, oh, what's going on? And then they said, haven't you heard about, you know, Jesus who was just crucified recently? And then the Lord, he didn't reveal to them who he was. He didn't say, oh, it's me, I resurrected. He went back through the scriptures, and the verses say that he explained everything to them.
Amen.
Before he departed. And when he departed, then the disciples realized that he was the Lord. Yeah. And also on the day of Pentecost, after the disciples had prayed for 10 days, and then the Spirit came down as tongues of fire upon them, and then everyone was like, what's going on? But then, so then Peter stood up to share to them, but he didn't share to them out of his own, revelation, sort of. He just kind of used the Old Testament to explain what was going on. And so, I just was really enjoyed how there was just, time after time, every time there was a well-known account of preaching the gospel, it always came back to using the word.
Amen.
What the third thing? You mentioned three things. Preaching the gospel, you have to
pray,
and then speak the word, and then what? You said there are three things.
I only said two. Did I say three? I'm sorry. I meant, two. Prayer and the word.
I didn't introduce myself last time, so do I get another chance? Anyways. I'm Jason. I'm going to be a senior at Rutgers. I think you all know me. I used to be in Piscataway, and now I'm in Franklin. Okay. So I'm going to share on the morning line of preaching the gospel. I enjoyed the title was Companions in Homes, but the brother said what that really means is related people. So what touched me, actually yesterday I was fellowshipping with some saints at their home, and we were just eating dinner, and I felt that I had something to release. I felt that I wasn't related to these people. And, you know, being related to people doesn't mean it's just people around my age, right? Ethan, you're younger than me. Am I related to you?
Yeah.
Right? Right? Ethan and I used to do more revival together. We used to. Me and Ben's the same age as me, and I feel like for me, it's really easier for me to be related to people younger than me and the same age as me. But for those who are older than me, I feel like I have a hard time being related to them. And this is something that we need to work on. Even the older saints, I feel like you guys are like intimidated by us young people. Like, oh, I don't know what to talk about with these people. But praise the Lord, we need to be related. What I was touched by was because, like, it's talking about preaching the gospel on the campuses. So it's like, do you guys remember the picture, the example they gave about like the fishing boat?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do the example. You four, get up. So this is a vital group of people the same age. Well, we're going to assume they're the same age, right? They're all in college, right? So they go to the campus and they're preaching the gospel, and then they get this one. He's a new one, right? They get on the boat. And then they keep preaching the gospel to get this one. But the boat's getting kind of full. So what do? They need John. They need Brother Michael. Get up, guys. So the boat comes over here, and then they drop off one to John's house. John gets one, and then Brother Michael gets one, right? Then they can keep going fishing. So let's go get some more fish over here, right? So this is what it means to be related. They can't just drop off someone at their house. They have to know these people, right? They have to be related. Actually, okay, you can all sit down. So this is something that I've been I've been touched by the Lord. And I shared that last night with some older saints that I was having dinner with. I was like, brother, I don't feel related to you. I don't ever pray with you. Only time I talk to you is when I get an email saying, we have a meeting, or something like that, right? And so that was my impression. Lord, I need to be built up with the older saints.
Amen.
Those who are younger than me, I mean, I'm always with them because I'm serving young people, and those who are the same age as me. I wasn't really touched by that. I was just touched that I need to be connected and related to those who are older than me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sisters.
Okay, I'll go first.
PJ's like, I'll go with you.
I really enjoyed, I can just read, oh, sorry, I'm Mary. Mary Ann. I'm going to be a sophomore. I enjoyed, you know, coming to the college training, I thought H-term is, wow, the truth is going to be very high. It's going to be, I'm not going to understand half of the messages because it's just all going to be about the overcomers and the New Jerusalem, and I don't understand that. But I was really touched, oh, this morning section was just so easy to take in, and it was so understandable. You know, the subjects, one subject I particularly enjoyed seeing in both experiencing the two aspects of the Spirit and in preaching the gospel was just prayer.
Amen.
And I think the Lord really touched me on this certain subject, because when we saw on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of power came upon the disciples, my natural concept was, oh, maybe this was during the Lord's table meeting, you know, something important. But you see, the disciples were just praying. Right. And so this Spirit came upon them in the prayer meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I never treasure the prayer meeting. I still may not treasure the prayer meeting. But the Lord really touched me. Like, He limited Himself to our prayers.
Right?
And He limited age turning to the young people.
Yeah.
And, like, in my natural concept, this is just, I would have never done that.
Yeah.
God, why would He limit Himself to my prayers? I'm not like consistent, but oh Lord, I just enjoyed this morning session, which is so applicable, and I think it's very, very fruitful.
I also want to share on the morning line. I'm Joseph. I just graduated. I'll be going to this small school in LA called the full-time training in Anaheim. So, anyways, James is there. I'll be joining him. Yeah, so I really enjoyed, this is too loud. I really enjoyed the aspect of, you know, setting a time and a place to have the morning time with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
But I was really touched that we need to use the Word to pray to God, you know, pray to the Lord.
Amen.
And so the brother gave 3 points on how to pray read. First is to mingle, right? Second is to convert. And third is to personalize. So the first point, mingle, is to mingle our reading with prayer. That is, of course, to exercise our spirit. And the second is to convert the words of the Bible into prayer. And the third point is to personalize, right? Personalize the word. You know, many times we may be formal, like, you know, I forget who shared about this, you know. Many times you can be formal. I think it was Eric. You know, you can be formal with the Lord, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to forget about that concept.
Yeah.
You know, when we pray, read, you know, just make it into something that, you know, that's personal to you, right? And so anyways, I was really touched by that, because the Word is the way in which the Lord can speak to us.
Amen.
You know, many times we may think, you know, like, oh, you know, the Lord is invisible, you know, I can't hear Him, you know, blah, 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 right? But actually, it's through the Word that the Lord speaks to us.
Amen.
And last college training, I remember prayer reading John 6:63. The last section, it talks about the words which I've spoken to your spirit and your life.
Amen.
Anyways, this word came to me again, this college training. I was just really touched, like, wow. You know, the Lord does come back to you.
Amen.
The Lord speaks to you through the word.
Amen.
So anyways, praise the Lord. Let us exercise our spirit and pray read the word in the mornings.
Amen.
So that the Lord can really speak to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so this morning time was very rich, and I think it really all started, I like the sequence, the flow of all the lines, and I really appreciate that it all starts with our morning time.
Amen.
And, you know, this morning time is so precious, and it's actually the stepping stone. In order for us to be an H-turner, first we need to be filled with the Spirit, right?
Amen.
And in order for us to be filled in the Spirit, we need to be filled in the mornings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the morning time is the best time to touch the Lord and be filled. So I really appreciate it. You know, this past week, I have to say, it's probably the best morning times I've had with the Lord. And because there were so many practical points. You know, the Lord's a person. You know, if you're late, if I'm going to dinner with Jason, if I say I'm going to go to the gym with Jason at 1:30 and I always show up at 2 o'clock, I have to say sorry because I'm late, right? It's the same thing with the Lord. If we're late, Lord, I'm sorry. He's a person. So we need to, you know, have that, you know, had that reality and be real with him. And even just to be talk to him genuinely. You know, one of the points that was brought up was that we talk to the Lord. It's kind of sometimes we just need to be straight up, you know. Lord, I'm mad, you know. Lord, I'm sad. It's like a baby, you know. A baby just comes up. I'm hungry. I need to eat, you know. And that's sometimes how we need to be with the Lord. And even this matter of using, the brothers gave this example of using our hymnal as a kind of like a springboard for prayer with the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. And even, because this hymnal is like an inheritance of prayers. Amen. From previous brothers and sisters. But passed down to us. And sometimes we can never pray these prayers that are found in the hymnal. So this is like one of our rich inheritances that we need to use. And another point is that sometimes, let's say we're pray reading over a hymn and we get to a verse. The brother encouraged, you know, follow the Lord's leading. Don't let your morning time be kind of in a box. You know, if the Lord touches you at a certain word in the verse, let's say you're not even finished, like the first word of the verse, Jesus. Wow. You don't have to finish the verse. Wow. You're not obligated to finish the verse. Amen. If the Lord touches you with Jesus, amen, and you just, amen, Lord, Jesus, amen, you know, I'm spending my mornings with Jesus, amen, and you just pray over that one word, amen, that's beholding the Lord. That's what the Lord's after. Amen.
Amen. I'll just share very quickly. I appreciate it. So after the morning time, it's like that's how we get filled with the Lord. That's how we get filled in spirit. Amen. It's just beholding Him. It's breathing ourselves out and breathing Him in.
That's right.
And one thing I appreciated in a line after that, talking about the two aspects, experiencing the two aspects of the Spirit. Actually, I was impressed in the first message. We need to experience, amen, the two aspects of the Spirit. Amen. You know, sometimes we just think, Lord, I need to be filled inwardly. Yeah. And that's okay for life, but actually the Lord promised, yes, He promised the bread, He promised the Spirit within, but He also promised the Spirit upon us. Right. He promised the economical Spirit. And so I appreciate it. This is actually, it's very normal for us to experience this. Actually, if we're not experiencing the essential and the economical Spirit, we're not normal. You know, to be a normal Christian, we need to experience both aspects.
Amen.
And so, like our brother shared earlier, it's actually not something super powerful, or it's not something that's, you know, incredibly like, okay, I'm going to go to the gospel and then 50 people are going to get saved. You know, actually it's, but what it is, it's boldness. Yeah. It's speaking. Yeah. It's the boldness to speak the word of God.
Amen.
And so actually this is something that in ourselves we cannot do. Maybe, right, if we could speak well, or if we're eloquent, we can give a persuasive word, but it's not, that's not what will touch people.
Yeah.
That's not what will penetrate. Actually, right, you need the Spirit.
Amen.
You need the economical Spirit.
Amen.
And so, hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate it. This is what we need just in our daily living. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I was going to share something else, but I completely forgot. So I think we're kind of short on time. So maybe if anyone else wants to speak, but we'll go to the evening line soon. So.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Jian. I'll be in my last year at Rutgers. I'll be sharing the second line, which is the preaching the gospel on the campuses regarding the word. Saints, we need to, when we preach the gospel, we need to speak the word of God.
Amen.
That means we need to speak the Bible.
Amen.
I really enjoyed especially that point that we need to know the word and we need to spend time in the word. And a lot of times when we preach the gospel, the way to close the deal is to use the word.
Yeah.
And this is very important.
Yeah.
And the more we use our own words, it'll not get the person, but we need to use the word of God in order to preach the gospel. Even the Lord did not use His own word when He revealed to the disciples, the two disciples who were walking along the way, and they did not recognize the Lord.
Yeah.
And He didn't say that, I am the resurrected Christ. He actually revealed to them, concerning Himself using the scriptures.
Right.
So it's very important for us to spend time in the Word so that we can know what He's His languages that we can speak His word to other people.
Amen.
And one effective way is to memorize the verses.
Yeah.
I especially enjoy memorizing all the memory verses. I did not when I went back in Las Cabras School of Truth. I really enjoy memorizing the verses and praise the Lord that we can be constituted with His word in our being.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for preaching the gospel.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this topic of preaching the gospel because it reminded me of like one day I went to this event at Lehigh University and it was like they were passing out flyers and it said, "Does God exist? Ask your most difficult question." So I attended it and it was like really crowded, you know, like people were really seeking. Like people feel empty and they're looking for something that will satisfy them and they'll last. And then I said I was going to preach the gospel then, but then like time passed and you know, school got busy. But it reminded me, you know, that it's really crucial to preach the gospel. Like people are really looking for something, you
Amen.
Know.
Right.
And yeah, and how also they said that before you preach the gospel, you have to pray.
Amen.
You have to talk to God before so something can actually happen. And also when you preach the gospel, we're saved first. And then for the missing, that just like really touched me. Reminded me, like, you know, I have to preach the gospel. Amen. Because so many people are seeking. Yeah. They're looking for something.
And we don't tell them that. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're hurting people. We're hurting ourselves. Yeah. Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, I'm going to see
you.
I'm
from
here.
And I attend the Right Hand College.
Amen.
I'm going pre-mission to my second.
My name is James Min. Currently the full-time training. Praise the Lord.
So if you want to be an H-turner, if you want to... anyway, everything from the college training comes to the full-time training.
Yeah.
So I can really testify that. One thing I enjoyed, I feel like this training was just so all-inclusive. From the morning line to the two morning sessions and to the evening line. There was just one flow.
Yeah.
And so I just want to say, for us to preach the gospel, the last message was that we need to live a daily... we need to have a proper daily living.
Yeah.
So I could just testify that from this training, I've experienced that in order for me to live a proper daily living,
yeah.
a life that expresses Christ, I need to have morning revival.
Yeah.
I need to be in the Word.
Amen.
I need to be praying. I need to be a man of prayer.
Amen.
And also, I need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
So Paul charges Timothy that he should have a life that demands respect.
Yeah.
Not because he's old or anything. It's because just the way he conducts himself,
right,
it would just give attention.
Right.
And I was just touched by the examples that... that the brother gave, that, you know, he was just touched by a brother walking down the hallway in school.
Yeah.
Just because he avoided something he didn't want to see.
Yeah.
Just, you know, small things like that. People are watching us all the time.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, Paul was someone who said, "I magnify Christ."
Yeah.
"I live Christ."
Amen.
You know, and that was a gospel to him.
Amen.
So I was just touched that, you know, in order for us to testify of this life of Christ that we're speaking of, we need to live the life of life that we are preaching.
Amen. Amen.
Ministering Christ, we should be those that live Christ.
Amen.
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 I really enjoyed the time on, the message on prayer, and the fact that my name is Vudens.
Amen.
I go to Montclair State.
Amen.
Montclair.
Yeah,
I'm a junior. I'm going to be a junior.
Amen.
I enjoyed the message on prayer and, you know, just spending time with the Lord, coming to the Lord, coming into His presence to contact Him. Mm-hmm. The brother said, I think he said prayer was like cooperation with God.
Mm-hmm.
And how important prayer was, and that, you know, we shouldn't do anything. The first thing that we should do is pray.
Amen.
And, you know, Matthew 6:6 says that, you know, you go to your private room. You see that prayer, it has to be like intimate and real.
Amen.
And it's not like you should hide anything from God.
Amen.
You know, you should pray to the Lord, you know, come into every aspect of my life.
Amen.
You know, in my life I've had that experience also. And the Lord has given me answers, strength, and He's just equipped me with His word.
Amen.
You know, to overcome certain things.
Yeah.
So prayer time is really important. Even with Daniel, he prayed three times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I look at myself, I only pray like once. Yeah. And then I go and take on the world. That's in the morning. But it says Daniel prayed three times a day.
Yeah.
You know that? Three times a day. You only eat three times a day. What else do you do three times a day?
Yeah.
I meant that prayer was more important to him than food. And he had to contact God.
Yeah. Right?
And
Amen.
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 Hi, Saints. Those of you that don't know me, assume my father. My name is Winston Kahn. And the college I'm going to, I'm going to be a freshman next year, is Harvard. Just kidding. That was a joke. Painfully obvious joke. I'm going to go to Temple University. So I'll be in Philly next year. You know, pray for me, Saints. But the point that I really enjoyed was from the evening line. It was from the evening line, and it was about bouncing back, you know. And for those of us that went to the training, you know, the first thing I guess we think of when I say bounce back is, of course, Peter, right?
Yeah.
Now, the point that I think it was Uncle Ricky that was sharing at this moment, the point that he was trying to make was that Peter was, you know, had a very quick disposition, right? He was quick to act, quick to speak, quick to make mistakes. And I think, you know, especially my parents, everyone that knows me, like, knows that, you know, I'm a very quick person. Like, I just say things, I don't really think it through sometimes. And, you know, so obviously I make a lot of mistakes. But there are two exceptions to me being like Peter. It also says that Peter was quick to repent. You know, I'm pretty stubborn. You know, I don't really like to say sorry about things. But and then the other thing is, you know, I'm not quick in the morning, but, you know, that's not that big deal. In the past year, past school year, after my last SST, I slipped away from God and from the church life a little bit more, and you know, I slipped back into the world, you know. And as a senior in high school, that adds to the gravity of the inevitable sin that comes along with you know, slipping back into the world, right? But if you hit a rough patch in your Christian life, you cannot cut off the dialogue with the Lord, right?
Amen.
It doesn't even matter what you say to him. Just say something. Say something to contact him and spend time with him. You know, you can just call on his name, you know? You can just say, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, maybe it isn't a rough patch, right? You know, I was experiencing a particular struggle in this past year. You know, when the brother said, you know, if you're having a rough patch, you know, contact him. You know, I was like, you know, this isn't really a rough patch. This is much bigger than a rough patch, right? You know, it's a mountain, right? I don't feel like I can really contact God because, you know, it just doesn't feel right after, you know, for so long. But one story comes to mind in terms of, you know, gravity of sin. Paul, who before he was gained by the Lord, Paul was directly involved in stoning Stephen, right? One could say that he deserved the majority of the blame, right? For stoning one who was beloved by God himself. You know, and this really touched me because, you know, I think I have problems, but, you know, at least I hope, you know, we didn't commit murder. You know, and still, he was able to be used by the Lord's recovery, right? For the Lord's recovery, by God. So you think you have problems, Saints, but really, just turn to him, right? And there's two excerpts that I just wanted to read from my notes. Sorry, I know this is taking a long time. I pray that my faith would not fail when my being is sifted. When difficulties arise in my life, whatever it may be, class, daily living, family, etc., I would remain rock solid and steadfast in the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be stumbled and don't give up.
Amen.
His heart is so tender and sweet to us.
Amen.
Amen, Saints. Just remember, you know, you can't just sit back and watch your church life. You have to participate.
Amen.
Otherwise, you become cold and you become cynical and you become critical, and all these things start affecting you more and more. But really, the secret is just to contact him.
Amen.
Just turn back to him in all your troubles.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe, Saints, now we could just speak on the evening line. Okay, you have 2 minutes.
My name is Ryan. I'm going to be a freshman at Cornell. And I just enjoyed that it's not enough. Like, a lot of people think that once you're saved and baptized, like, that's enough. Like, you've already done what God wants, right? But actually, God needs people who have dispensational value to Him.
Amen.
So, the example I enjoyed was of Samuel, and by birth, right, he would have never been able to have been used by God, right, because he wasn't a Levite, so he could not have been a priest. But the way that he was able to serve God was by taking the Nazirite vow.
Right.
And this was not anything out of his natural ability or his birth, but it was just his voluntary consecration to the Lord.
Amen.
And this is the same with us. Like many of us, like whether we have natural ability or not, that's not what God is looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just looking for people who are willing to serve Him.
Amen.
And I also enjoyed, like, when you take the Nazirite vow, there's a fourth, like, they can't drink anything from the grape, they can't touch death, they have to cut off relations with their family, and they can't cut their hair. And those all signify, like, how our daily living has to change when we become consecrated for the Lord. Like,
amen.
When you take the Nazirite vow, right, it means that you consecrate your whole being to the Lord, and you distance yourself from the world so that you could be pure and fully for God. So
amen.
This should be our own experience. Like, even if in ourselves we think, oh, I can't do it, I'm not good enough to serve God, right? All we need to do is just open up to the Lord and allow Him to work in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, friends. My name is Jasper Wen. I just graduated. I'm going to full-time training in Anaheim next fall.
Amen.
So, in the evening section, it talks about how to become a God's age turner. So, we memorize the verse. Remember, it's Psalm 110:3. So, your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of your consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. So I really enjoyed this verse. So in the message, brother talk about how can we be the overcomer. The only qualification is our willingness. So if we are willing, actually God is able. So the brother first shared about what time is it now. So if we say God come back, the Lord come back in the midnight, so it's already past 11 p.m. So it's really late. So Lord is really want to come back. And also Lord is looking for the overcomer. So where's my overcomer? Where's my overcomer? So I enjoy that. We need to offer ourselves willingly. Even in the Rome 12 verse, it talks about we need to offer our body, right? Like the living sacrifice. To be an overcomer is like to be a Nazirite. So like brother shared, to be a Nazirite, we need to overcome our worldly enjoyment and pleasure. And we also need to overcome rebellion, overcome the death, everything, talk about the negative things about the church, about the Christ, we need to overcome that too. And we need to overcome the natural affection. If our, it's not talk about we don't respect our parents, it's talk about if we have some conflict with pursue the Lord and your parents, like against that, you need to choose to pursue the Lord. And the last point is that all these things are accomplished by Lord. We don't look at ourselves. We just, it's really much related to our willingness.
Amen.
Amen. In the prison.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to echo our sister's sharing that maybe we can, those of us who know Psalm 110:3 can recite it. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of your consecration.
make us willing.
Amen.
The weather, it says in the first message of the evening line, God needs age-turning vessels.
Yeah.
In every age-turning work, God purposely uses young people.
Yeah.
Only the Nazarites can bring back the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whether or not God will find a way in this generation, it depends on whether or not they are absolute people in this generation.
Yeah.
In these last days before the Lord's coming, we must be those who have great resolutions in heart and great searchings of heart.
Amen.
Right, saints, in order to be age turners, you have to be absolute before the Lord.
Yeah.
And we can't not possibly do this by ourselves.
Yeah.
The only one is the Lord, who is absolute.
Amen.
And the number of living overcomers, 144,000, is not many in comparison to the world population.
Yeah.
So the Lord doesn't need that many to defeat the Antichrist.
Yeah.
It only took 120 people in the upper room that changed the age. So saints, when we consider this, we shouldn't look at ourselves. The more we look at ourselves, it's just a failure. But praise the Lord that we can look at the Lord.
Yeah.
He is the only one who can overcome.
Amen.
He is the only one who can change the age.
Amen.
So we need to spend more time being infused by the Lord so that he can work in us to
Amen.
Be, so that we can be age turners. Lord, make us willing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Amen. We need to be absolute. That was one of the burdens of this training. So I'll just read a verse, Revelation 3:16. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. And this was what the Lord wrote to the church in Laodicea. So saints, we cannot be lukewarm. You know, there's no room for lukewarmness in the Lord's recovery. We have to be burning. Right, because what is lukewarm? What does being lukewarm mean? Brother Shaddad, if you're lukewarm, then your testimony is that God isn't worth giving your all. That's your testimony if we're lukewarm. So we cannot be lukewarm, right? Gian just read the point. Whether or not God will find a way in this generation depends on whether or not there are absolute people in this generation.
Amen.
Right? We need to be absolute.
Amen.
Right? Samuel was absolute for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, the Lord, he needs to gain young people who are absolute for him.
Amen.
Who take this Nazarite vow. Right? What is a Nazarite? A Nazarite is someone who overcomes the world, overcomes rebellion, death, you know, even natural affection. Right? The brothers brought up this verse. It's Luke 14:26. And it says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own family, he cannot be my disciple. And he brought this out. And it's like, what does this mean? Does this mean that, we should hate our parents? No. But he actually, I'm very glad he opened up this verse, right? It's pretty much, it's a matter of absoluteness. You know, the Lord's speaking in relation. We have to make a choice
Amen.
Between keeping our Nazarite vow to be absolute for the Lord or anything else.
Yeah.
There's no choice. The choice is already made. We're already siding with the Lord, right? This is what the Lord is trying to recover.
Yeah.
But who can do this? You know, when the brothers were speaking this word, I'm like, Lord, I can't. I can't. I can't be absolute. I can't be an overcomer. I can't be an age turner. But praise the Lord, He's the one who's able. Right? He's the overcomer in us. Right? So what do we need to do? We need to be willing. Right? The only way the Lord can gain our absoluteness is through our willingness. And real quick, I'll just share this verse. It's Revelation 3:20. I think I memorized the first seven or something like that. Turn to it. I'll just read it. It's if anyone, I am at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will come into him and dine with him and he with me.
Amen.
So this is how we become absolute.
Amen.
We stay willing. We stay open to the Lord.
Amen.
And we enjoy him.
Amen.
And as we enjoy him, that he becomes the absolute one in us.
Amen.
He becomes the overcomer in us.
Amen.
And he becomes the age turner, even the age ender in us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. I really love the evening messages. But I'm going to go back to prayer real quick. My time with the Lord, I really treasure that. And the brother said, when you spend time with the Lord, actually what you're doing, you're absorbing the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, you're absorbing the overcomer.
Amen.
You're receiving him. He's strengthening you.
Yeah.
And, I really, there's a couple of verses that I enjoy from just praying it and reading it. You know, for the first time in my life, I actually memorized verses, because it really showed that I was really enjoying it. And you know, one of the verses said that Daniel set his heart not to defile himself.
Yeah.
And it really, I said, Lord Jesus, wow. You know, it all starts with us.
Yeah.
How, you know, everyone has a choice.
Amen.
You have to make the choice to set your heart.
Amen.
You know, we see what's happening today in the world. Everything that's going on, the violence, morality. You just have to set your heart, you know, just pass up on that. I don't want that. I don't want the King's Choice provision.
Yeah.
You know, I'm for God. We have to be absolute for Him.
Amen.
And the other verse that I enjoyed was Psalms 110, 3.
Yeah.
It says, your people will offer themselves willingly.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. The first couple words, it says, your people. I just had to say, oh my goodness, Lord Jesus. I can't call myself a person for God if I don't offer myself to Him.
Yeah.
It says, your people.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to... The verses before that is talking about the Lord sitting down on the throne and God making His enemies His footstool.
Yeah.
And that His people will be like, His young men will be like dew to Him. That means we're refreshing to the Lord.
Yeah, right.
We consecrate ourselves to Him, and we're absolute to Him.
Amen.
Oh my! It says your people. Yeah, you know, you can't call yourself God's people if you don't offer yourself to Him.
Amen.
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 Hi, sins. My name is Johnny Lee, and I'm going to be junior in Rutgers University. I really enjoy that it says that this age is kind of stupefy every stupefying effect.
Yeah.
That a life that changes the age should be a life that overcomes the stupefying effect of man's living today.
Yeah.
And one verse, Genesis chapter 6:8 says, but Noah found favor in the sight of Jehovah. When I see this, I really appreciate the relationship that Noah is very close to Jehovah. I wish I could be like that.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes I really feel lost in this world, because sometimes I go this direction, but my classmates go that direction.
Yeah.
I was like afraid to preach the gospel, but now I realize that the age is actually stupefying people, so I need to go more with the Bible and absorb more the words of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I also enjoyed the first message about the Nazarite vow, and like yesterday when I was saying, there was a lot of like specific things that kind of like spoke to me. This was one of the things that really spoke to me. Because the one point where it was the last like part of the fourfold consecration, it says, a Nazarite must overcome natural affection.
Amen.
And with me, like I've been struggling to be able to go to the training. So like with that point, I'm just like, okay, that was just God speaking. Because it's just like, I have to let go of all the things that are holding me back, you know, and just like look to God to be able to go.
Amen.
Yeah, because I feel like without letting those go, I'm not being absolute for the Lord, right? And it's just like, I just need to stop looking at myself and look to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Here again. I'm sorry, I didn't introduce where I'm from. Sorry, I'm from California.
Amen.
Graduated from college there. My parents moved here last August, so I've been with them at Nutley, Rutherford area. For like, I think 5 weeks, yeah. So anyways, praise the Lord for blending. I was really touched, you know, that you know, Noah, he had to build the ark for 120 years, right? He had his, given the fact it was him and the sons, right? It was like three sons.
Yeah.
But actually, in those 120 years, there were probably a lot of workers who helped Noah build the ark.
Yeah.
But they didn't make it inside the ark.
Yeah.
I was really touched by that because, you know, like, you help build the ark, but if you don't end up in the ark, what's the point of building the ark, right? So we have to be those who have to be inside the ark, right?
Amen.
We need to see a vision, right, what the ark is.
Amen.
The ark is Christ himself building himself into us, right? And we are this corporate ark, right, as the expression of God. But if we're not inside the ark at the end of this age, then we'll be judged, you know, we'll be in the judgment, right? So for that, for us to be inside the ark, we need to have a life that knows the age and the present revelation of God. And what the sister said, you know, we need to overcome the stupefying effect of man's living today.
Yeah.
The second point is, we need to have a life that inherits the godly ways of the forefathers, right? You know, God's way of salvation, Adam's way of salvation,
Amen.
Abel's way of offering,
yeah.
Enosh's way of calling on the name of Jehovah, right?
Yeah.
But I was really touched again, the third point, a life that found grace in the sight of Jehovah.
Yeah.
I think this really touched me because without having this grace, right, beholding Jehovah day-to-day basis, receiving this grace from the Lord, without it, we can't go on. We can't be those who will build this ark and be inside the ark, right? So day by day, we need to behold our Lord face to face.
Amen.
Really have this deep personal relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So from the evening messages, I really enjoyed the example of Peter and how I think Winston already showed this, but Peter was a very interesting character, right? Because he was very quick. He was very quick in his natural self. He was always the first to like jump forward and like with his own idea and with his own actions or whatever. But like throughout the four Gospels, we see how the Lord continually, he was patient with Peter. He never lost his like temper. He always disciplined him, and Peter was always like quick to bounce back. But then eventually, at the very end, when the Lord told Peter, "You will deny me three times," and then Peter was like, "No, I'm not going to do that," you know. He was like super, super confident in himself. But then what ended up happening was, you know, we all know that he ended up denying the Lord, and then the Lord. And right when that happened, and the rooster crowed, and then the Lord looked at him, and then Peter knew, and he knew that he let down the Lord. But not only did he let him down, he let him down like the worst, most like the worst possible way.
Right.
And this is right before the Lord was about to be crucified.
Yeah.
So it's not even a chance to make it up, right?
Yeah.
But then I just so appreciated how Mary and her, her sisters. But anyway,
yeah.
So Mary and the women, they went in the morning to look for, they went to the tomb to look for the Lord Jesus. And then the angel appeared to them, and he said, "Go, tell my disciples, go tell them, and Peter." So we singled out Peter personally.
Yeah.
And so then, when the brother was sharing about this, he just, you know, brought out, "Hey, let's just, like, think about Peter for a second." So this is the night of the Lord is being crucified,
yeah.
He just left out the Lord. It says, the verse said, he went and wept bitterly.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so down. He's like, "Oh, there's no way I can do this." And a lot of times we're like this too, you know. We sin. Like sometimes we even do something that's so bad that we feel like, "Oh, we can't go back to the Lord. You know, we're useless. The Lord can't really use us."
Right.
But there's, oh, just praise the Lord for and Peter.
Yeah.
Just, when the Lord came back, he just remembered Peter. He was like, "It's okay, Peter, you know. Like, don't worry, I'll still do this in you," right? And it's just how we just have to be willing. It's not from our own natural ability or our own, "I can do this, I'm going to be a good Christian, I'm going to be whatever." It's just, if we're willing to let the Lord use us, then we just have to have faith in the Lord that he'll do it.
Amen.
And just one last thing. Also, in Psalms, the verse that we all like just said a bunch of times, I really enjoyed how one of the other brothers brought out, at the very end of the verse it says, their consecration will be like the dew from the womb of the dawn.
Amen.
And he didn't say, like, you know, so we refresh the Lord with our consecration, right? But it's not with, like, you know, the garden hose on a summer day, or like we like dunk ourselves, or like we're, you know, just like with an ocean of water. It's just dew, like dew from the morning. It's like, it's soft, it's gentle, it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that little bit is all we. It's like the little bit is all we can give, but that little bit is it's all the Lord needs.
Amen. So we're going to, Shepherd and Brother Stephen will end the meeting here. I know some others wanted to share.
We have a pair we want to share.
Next time, I know, but we gotta end the meeting. So this is a learning lesson. You gotta strike when you want to share. A lot of people share twice, and I know you wanted to share, but you gotta be a little quicker. So the time is it's running over. So we're gonna let Shepherd and Brother Stephen.
I don't know how to fully describe what happened this past week. I think you could throw out words like monumental,
yeah.
Life-changing,
yeah.
Life-altering. This is something really special, and I don't have the time to get into all the details, not just the meetings itself, but even the coordination. Among all the different saints in the body, there is a real sense of oneness. And then the prayers from all the churches. The weather was perfect. The transportation was flawless. You consider we had to transport hundreds of people back and forth from Chicago. And everything... it seemed like the Lord was just on our side.
Amen.
So really thank all the saints for your prayer.
Amen.
And some of you might feel like, oh, I missed out. I couldn't be there. But actually, you were there.
Yeah.
Your prayers were there.
Yeah.
Without your prayers, I don't think this week could have happened.
Nice.
And I really encourage all the saints, if you don't know about beseeching.org, you could go there. The brothers there, they gave summaries of each day, so you can start from day one and work your way up. After you finish the last summary, you will be pretty encouraged, I guarantee. I think what impressed me the most this week is to see that God desires to produce overcomers.
Amen.
But this group of overcomers is not just one generation, but actually, if you look at the word, it's generation.
Amen.
In Genesis 6, it says these are the generations of Noah. Noah had his three sons.
Right.
Noah received a vision, and then Noah imparted that vision to his sons.
Yeah.
Noah knew the godly ways of his forefathers.
Amen.
He knew the way of salvation through Adam. He knew the way of sacrifice through Abel.
Yeah.
He knew how to walk with God with Enoch.
Yeah.
He knew how to call on the Lord from Enoch.
Amen.
You just consider Noah's life. He lived this way because it was imparted to him.
Amen.
And in the same way, Noah imparted that same vision that he saw to his three sons.
Amen.
Timothy had Eunice. Samuel had Hannah.
Yeah.
Throughout the generations, we shouldn't think that, it's true, God calls the young people.
Yeah.
But, yes, He calls the young people, but there's always a generation before that that walked in the same way, that believed in the same promise.
Yeah.
You look at Hebrews 11, it's just a history of the Lord's people, generation after generation.
Amen.
And then it comes down to the last generation.
Amen.
Without them, they would not be made perfect.
Amen.
So it comes down to us. We're in this race.
Amen.
But actually, I never appreciated this before. You know, within this race, there's what? There's a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
Again, you see this matter of two generations.
Amen.
There's one generation that went before us.
Amen.
And in a sense, they're in the heavens cheering us on.
Amen.
And you know what? This is not just a matter of turning the age, but actually consummating this age.
Amen.
I don't know how the young people feel about this, but we should really treasure where we are in time today.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is such a privilege.
Yeah.
A privilege.
Yeah. Amen.
We've been handed the baton.
Yeah.
You know, on Friday night, this was probably the peak of the entire week. Hundreds of young people went up to consecrate themselves. I think some of you were up there.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't get a chance to pray the prayers, but after that, the co-workers, in a sense, they laid their hands on all the college students.
Yeah.
And one of the prayers that touched me the most was one of the brothers. he prays something like this: Lord, it was once our turn.
Yeah.
Now it is their turn.
Amen.
Don't you have a sense, young people, that this has been passed to us?
Amen.
The Lord's recovery. What will happen in the next 30 years?
Yeah.
It's our responsibility.
Amen.
Without us, they will not be made complete.
Amen.
They will not be made perfect.
Amen.
So we need to continue to run this race.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. Actually, we were given all the tools that we need.
Amen.
Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah.
Amen.
Despite the world situation, despite the chaotic world, the chaos, the things that we read on the news, the things that are rampant in our schools, everything is a state of chaos, right?
Yeah.
Confusion. We don't know what's right, what's wrong. Everything is...
Right. Right.
Ending the age.
The age is coming to an end.
Amen. Amen.
But we can be those who find grace.
Amen.
Every morning.
Amen.
Morning by morning.
Amen.
We come forward.
Amen.
We're helped to see the eyes of Jehovah is just His face.
Amen.
And coming to His face is just coming to the throne of grace.
Amen.
We need to find grace in the eyes of Jehovah.
Amen.
And then finally, I'll just end with this. Peter's example. Peter was an age turner.
Yeah.
It might not seem like it,
yeah,
but he... at the very end was an age turner. And I just want to speak this because, and this has been my experience, you know, sometimes when we come back from such a high speaking, and we're not there yet. I admit, I'm not there yet. The Lord is working on us. But Peter is one who's always bouncing back. Appreciated our brother speaking. You know, Satan actually is sifting all of us in our daily living. Problems come up, situations arise, and we don't know what to do. But we need to know that he is petitioning for me and you.
Amen.
Actually, if you look at that verse in Luke 20, it's very personal. The Lord is petitioning for you.
Yes.
He's petitioning for me.
Amen.
That our faith may remain.
Amen.
And that when we turn again, that's what the word says. When you turn again.
Amen.
When you turn again.
Amen.
Young people, you need to learn how to turn again.
Amen.
Don't be caught up by your past, by your failures, by the lies of the enemy. Oh, you went to the college training. Oh, you didn't go to the college training. You're such a failure. Those are lies of the enemy.
Amen.
When we turn again,
amen,
go establish your brothers.
Amen.
This is what Peter did.
Amen.
All the experiences that we go through is for the body.
Amen.
We need to realize that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is gaining age turners. In this generation and the generation before us and the generation that is to come.
Amen.
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 Lord needs age turners.
Amen.
You want to be age turners?
Amen.
Those who want to be age turners, say amen.
Amen.
Those who want to be age turners, stand up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
It's not just for young people.
Amen.
This is a generation of age turners.
Amen.
We need to pray before the Lord.
Amen.
Consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Follow me and pray.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We want to be age turners.
We want to be age turners.
We want this age to be end.
We want this age to end.
We cannot do it.
We cannot do it.
We need you.
We need you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
We take you as the absolute one.
We take you as the absolute one.
Day by day we contact you.
Day by day we contact you.
Day by day we want to be one with you.
Day by day we want to be one with you.
Make us the overcomer.
Make us the overcomer.
for those ones who may not know the meaning of age turner, I just speak a few more words. As you may know, there is different age. From Adam to Moses, that's the age before the law. From Moses to Christ, that's called age of the law. From Christ's first coming to Christ's second coming, this age is called the age of the church or the age of the grace. But we know this age is ending, just like a shepherd said. We saw that. We observe the world situation. We see very clearly the Lord can never tolerate this age any longer. He must end this age. In order to do that, he needs a group of people, especially young people, to be one with him,
amen,
to turn this age.
Amen.
I think the burden is for young people, just like a shepherd said, but not just for young people,
amen,
but for the generation, for the parents, for the grandparents.
Amen.
We all together will be the age turners.
Amen.
In order to be the age turner, number one, as the morning session said, we need to behold the Lord.
Amen.
We need to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
That's number one. Number two, we need to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Essentially, economically,
amen,
inwardly, outwardly.
Yeah.
For life and for work.
Amen.
Not just for our living,
yeah,
but also for His move.
Amen.
This is number one. Number two, we need to be filled by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Inwardly, outwardly.
Yeah.
Number three, in order to be the age turners, according to the line, the third line, we need to preach gospel to bear remaining fruit.
Amen.
These are the three things brought out in this training.
Amen.
Brother, sister, do you like to do that?
Amen.
Can you do that?
Amen.
How can we sustain this?
Yeah.
I care not just for the 1 week. I care for the coming whole year.
Yeah.
This 1 week is already finished.
Yeah.
What about next week? What about a week after next week? What about 1 month later? How can we sustain this? How can we continually carry this out?
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, this is the question I have.
Amen.
How? Tell me. Brother, how?
To find grace inside of Jehovah.
How to find grace?
Spend time.
How much time do you want to spend?
As much as we can give.
What did the 120? What did the 120 do after they received all the mission, vision, commission? They first received the vision.
Yeah,
Christ resurrected and ascended.
Amen.
And then they received the commission.
Yeah.
You will receive the power from on high.
Yeah.
And then you will be my witnesses from Jerusalem, Judea,
yeah,
Samaria, all the way to the uttermost part of the earth.
Yeah.
They see the vision. They receive the commission.
Yeah.
Like us, in the whole week, we see the vision. Do we see the vision?
Amen.
We see the vision. The age is ending.
Amen.
The Lord is coming.
Amen.
He's turning this age.
Amen.
From the age of the church,
yeah,
to the age of the kingdom.
Yeah.
We see this vision.
Yeah.
We also receive the commission.
Yeah.
We want to be the age turners.
Yeah.
After they receive that, after they saw the vision, after they receive the commission, what did you do?
Pray.
Say it again.
Pray.
They did only one thing.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Without prayer, we can do nothing.
Right.
The only thing we can do, the only cooperation we can render to the Lord, we can be offered to the Lord, is nothing else but prayer.
Amen.
I like to see not only individual prayer,
yeah,
I like to see corporate prayer.
Amen.
Without a corporate prayer, this age turning issue is a corporate issue.
Yeah.
It's not a single person.
Yeah.
It's a corporate matter.
Amen.
It's age turners. So we need to have a corporate prayer.
Amen.
Without corporate prayer, I don't think that we have a way to carry this commission, vision, commission. So I like to see it. This will be carried out starting from this week.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Starting from this week.
Amen.
Amen.
In order to carry out a prayer, we need to set a time. We need to set a ways. We need to set people who like to pray. If you want to be an age turner, if you mean business with the Lord, if you are serious, you have to commit yourself to pray. Without prayer, I don't see any other way. If we pray, the Lord will lead us step by step, bit by bit. He will make us age turners. He will make us overcomers.
Amen.
We need to set a time. We need to set a way how to pray. Pray together. Pray through telephone, Skype. Who are the ones coming to pray? And then we need to have a specific burden, like the burden brought up in this training, like a set of time, like a have morning watch to behold the Lord, like to preach gospel, like to be filled with the Spirit, essentially, like to be filled with Spirit economically. So what I propose, I also check with some brothers, the Rogers brothers, you brothers, you set up a corporate prayer at least once a week, starting from this week. Rogers sisters, you set up a corporate prayer starting from this week, all the way through this year, at least beginning with the summer. Maybe when the semester begins, you can pray twice a week or every day. You know, from now to the new semester is about 50 days. Pentecost is 50 days. After Christ's resurrection, that's 40 days. After Christ's resurrection, that's how many days? You know, 40 days plus 10 days, that's 50 days. If we pray 50 days, let's experience the Pentecostal. The Spirit, economical Spirit, pouring out. I do believe the Lord is willing to pour out. But we have to have a vessel to be there, receive the pouring out Spirit.
Amen.
Who are the vessel? Are the vessel, corporate vessel of prayer?
Amen.
What about that?
Amen.
Amen to that?
Amen.
What about Rutgers brothers? Brothers, starting in Rutgers, and brother, relate to Rutgers. Could you please stand up?
Amen.
That's all.
In your religion.
Related, you're serving Rutgers. You are burden for Rutgers. Whoever relate to Rutgers, brothers, relate to Rutgers.
Don't leave me hanging.
Why don't you go to that corner? Set a time right now.
Amen.
Right tonight.
Amen.
Before you leave.
Yeah.
I like to join your prayer.
Amen.
Wherever I travel to India, I travel to Thailand, I like to call in to pray with you.
Amen.
I'm really serious.
Amen.
This is also my first time to be the college training.
Yeah.
I spent a whole week there doing nothing but praying.
Wow. Amen.
How about that, brothers?
Amen.
You go there to set a time right now.
Amen.
And set a time for this week.
Amen.
Starting from this week,
Amen,
to pray.
Amen.
Half an hour at least.
Amen.
Now, Rutgers sisters. Sisters who are related to Rutgers, serving in Rutgers, burden for Rutgers, you need to set a time to pray.
Amen.
At least once a week, start with this week.
Amen.
At least a half an hour.
Amen.
Doing nothing but pray.
Amen.
Pray the Lord must make us age turners.
Amen.
Pray all of us will spend at least the time to behold the Lord.
Yeah.
Without prayer, I don't think we can do anything. Maybe you sister go there, set up time right now. Right now to carry this out. And the rest of us, I think we all need to set up time to pray.
Amen.
Well, what school are we from? You from FTT? But young people, you join Rutgers. You join Rutgers sister. what do we do? We sit there to pray for them. Maybe we come together to pray for them. Let's mean business. Let's do it seriously. Pray for the prayer. How about that, Michael? 我们在这祷告祷告，为了他们的祷告来祷告祷告。
Amen.
Let's come together. We can come together. Have a circle, prayer circle.
Amen.
You can see the move a little bit forward. 围个圈。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for bringing so many young people.
Amen.
Oh, to this training.
Amen.
We don't want that it goes loosely.
Amen.
We want to be serious before you.
Amen.
We want to be business with you.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for their prayer.
Amen.
Oh, call them to pray.
Amen.
When they pray, you speak to them.
Amen.
When they pray, you lead them.
Amen.
When they pray, you guide them.
Yes, Lord.
We need you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Without you, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Oh, do give this matter of prayer to you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray for this generation.
Amen.
For overcomers.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Oh, give them the strength to overcome.
Amen.
Easy to be absolute, but you can do it.
Amen.
You can do it with a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you can only do it through us.
Amen.
Oh, we give you thank you for all this young generation.
Amen.
You will be eternal over.
Amen.
Right. Oh, Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're the Alpha.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you're also the Omega.
Amen.
Oh, you studied the good word.
Amen.
Oh, through this one week, so much burden and so much rich deposit.
Amen.
Oh, you have infused into our young generation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Lord, you do not want to see anyone drifted away.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, keep them in this burden, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, they would answer your call.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you that you have touched their heart.
Amen.
Oh, now you open the way for them.
Amen.
Oh, that they can go on together.
Amen.
Oh, through their prayer.
Amen.
Oh, through their consecration.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we give every one of them, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God, the rich deposit in them.
Yes.
Oh, take them on.
Amen.
Oh, they become Daniel's friend of each other.
Amen.
Oh, that they can go on together.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, strengthen them through the prayers, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, strengthen them through the prayers.
Amen.
Lord, college training.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that
all
of them will keep his vision.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Showing them this vision.
Amen.
Or help them to get into the reality.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
To you.
Amen.
Lord, strengthen the saints.
Oh, Lord.
Who are in
the
university and also the serving ones.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that they have set up a time.
Amen.
Lord,
that's right.
Corporate prayers.
Amen, Lord.
This prayer.
Amen. Lord, amen.
Strengthen the post university.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you for this good beginning.
Amen, Amen, Lord.
We do believe that you're stirring within all these young people.
Amen, Amen, Lord.
Lord, we do pray for these coming days.
Amen.
Lord, that there would be the practical outflow.
Right. Amen.
They would be able to pray themselves into the spirit and into the reality.
Yes.
Lord, we do pray that you would build them together.
Amen.
Bind them together.
Amen.
No one would be left behind.
Amen.
No one would be eaten by the enemy.
Right. Amen.
Lord, we do pray that everyone's going on corporately.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for their consecration personally.
Amen, Lord.
We pray that you bring every single one on corporately.
That's right, Lord.
Lord, do use us all.
Amen.
Lord, to end this age.
Amen.
Use us all to end this age.
Amen.
Lord,
the generation.
Amen.
You'll bring you back.
Amen.
Oh, strengthen our prayer.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, corporate prayer.
Amen.
Prayer with the goal.
Amen.
With the burden.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, recover such a priesthood.
Amen.
Oh, strengthen our prayer.
Amen.
Remember all this younger generation.
Amen.
Oh, remember all the saints.
Amen.
Oh, to raise up certain ones.
Amen.
Through burden.
Amen.
In their spirit.
Amen.
They can cooperate with you.
Amen.
Oh, you need such a one.
Amen.
To be one with you.
Amen.
In prayer, Lord.
Amen.
We like to consecrate ourselves.
Amen.
Into such a prayer.
Amen.
Pray and to be one with your word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Carry out your burdens through this generation.
Right.
Strengthen our prayers, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for our next generation.
So that
they can be considered by you.
Amen.
They can have a personal relationship with you.
Yeah.
Infuse yourself into them. Not only so that see the vision,
they
can also have a more subjective experience of you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray for the church.
Amen.
May the church have the same burden.
Amen.
For all the generations.
Amen.
For the same burden.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For this new generation.
Amen. Amen.
For Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Pray for their faith.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For the age turner.
Amen.
For the generation.
Amen.
In a corporate way.
Amen.
Pray into one.
Amen.
Build them up.
Amen.
Oh, strengthen them.
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
to customers, they say, praise your voice. Amen. Jesus. Lord Jesus.
You have a desire,
amen,
to bring us to you,
amen,
and to be like you,
amen,
in our life, in our nature,
amen.
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
we thank you, Lord,
amen,
for this college training, Lord, so you get all these young people,
all right,
having a willing heart,
amen, hallelujah,
to pursue
willing
you,
heart. Amen.
We just want you to preserve their body, soul, and the spirit. Always come to you.
Amen.
Is there a fresh heart?
Amen.
To receive your freshness every
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
So that they can walk their daily life.
Amen.
Sanctifying
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Not to love the world.
Amen.
Not to love you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We just pray.
Amen.
Preserve them.
Amen.
That's right, Lord. Keep their heart.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
Such a habit.
Amen.
Lord, to contact you each day.
Amen.
We feel in the Spirit.
Amen.
We feel by the Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come, oh, your living testimony.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, preach the gospel.
Amen.
Oh, be your living witness.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Before this young people you give.
And then at the very end,
Like, I've never seen anything like this before. And then even, like, the walk back to our door, because usually, like, right after you